Now we're going to take a call from Georgia, where Lee wants to remove some drywall. Lee, what happened that you want to take it down?
I've got little ridges. It looks like
it's textured.
Bunch of potato chips, yes.
It's textured.
And we'd like to get it off, but I don't know if aside from sanding it or replacing the drywall, what I need to do to get the room with some flat walls rather than textured walls.
Well, if it's textured stucco, there's really nothing you can do. But what if it's textured mud? Can you sand it down? Does that make sense?
You probably could sand it down if it was textured spackle.
But that seems like a big, messy work.
Oh, yeah. It's a big, stinking, messy job.
Is it all over the house, or is it just one room?
It's just one room. They do have some other textured walls that look more like stucco, and we decided to keep those walls as is.
So how many walls do you have that are a problem, Lee?
It would be the four walls of this room.
Okay.
Tend to think whenever people put a textured finish on something, it means they're trying to hide something.
Yeah, like bad drywall work to begin with?
Yeah, maybe. So I think rather than trying to tackle the removal of the texture, maybe you just want to start fresh.
Yeah, and the way to do that, Lee, would be to put new drywall on top of the old drywall. Don't remove it because that's a lot of work. But just go ahead and use 3/8-inch thick drywall, a little thinner than the standard half inch, and put it right on top of that. I would put the sheets vertically probably because it's just a little bit easier for you to handle. I would cut them to fit from the baseboard all the way up to the ceiling, 4 feet wide, and then stack them side by side like that. This way you'll have just a vertical seam to work on.
What do you do, Tom, though, where you have junction boxes? Can you pull them out further?
No. What you do is you use an extension to the junction box.
Okay.
And you cut around it so that it matches perfectly, and then there is an electrical product that is an extension to any kind of a standard junction box, either the small ones that are like 2x4 or the big ones that are like 4x4. And that brings them out with slightly longer screws, and it's fine. It's not hard to do. In my house, we had old plaster walls, and I didn't want to take them down. Actually, in some rooms I did, but it was just such a big stinking mess, I started doing it the other way. So I just sandwiched a lot of walls with new drywall, and it looks fabulous.
Now, what do you do with, the door jams and the footboards?
Excellent question. What you do is this. With a door jam, you pull off the molding, and you add an additional extension to the door jam. So you're basically looking at a piece of pine that's about 1/2 by 3/4 tacked onto the outside of the existing door. And then you trim on top of that. And if you offset that extra trim piece, it looks like it's always supposed to be that way. It looks like it's part of the design.
Okay.
Yeah, don't make it flush. Just step it back about 1/8 of an inch.
Well, that sounds wonderful.
All right. Thanks so much for calling, Lee. 1-888-MONEYPIT. 888-666-3974.